Christ. Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Messiah come.
Father Joe has laid his heart in his hand. Please begin your prayers. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us.
Countryside,
and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord. For favorable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord,
help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy again, we pray for mercy, life, peace, health, salvation, and visitation, and pardon and forgiveness of sins. For the servants of God, Metropolitan Paul and Archbishop John, who were in captivity, Bishop Alexander, the Archpriest Joseph, Sahar Asma Suad, Georgia, Olive Nagula, Emil Vera, Alex Peniotos, Vera, Betty, Miriam, Phyllis, Roland, Ronald, Shawna, Daisy, Noel, Nimmer, Sally, Nuckley, Nicola, George, Renee, Adam, Ida, John, Elaine, Eva, Michael, Nancy, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Ryan, Lindsay, and the newborn, Haley, Marie, our expectant parents, Katrina and Gary, Rod and Sandy and Jennifer and Michael, Lucas and Andrew on the occasion of the day of their baptisms, those who are celebrating their birthdays, Rod, Bissam, Colin, Monica, Subdeacon, Salim, Tia, Emil, Ola, Amandi, and Yag, Renee and Tanya, who are to be united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, those who are celebrating their anniversary of being united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, Mahar and Jane, Carlo, Khalil, and Suhat, Danny and Lubna, and Michael and Nancy, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, Dean Soyo, altar servers, altar society, chanters, choir, church school ushers, OCF, and preschool ministry, especially your child Levi, those who have surgery tomorrow, the departed servant of God, Hannah, and the newly departed servants, John, Lana, Olga, Isaac, George, Widad, and Drula, and Emil, and for all of our fathers and brethren, the Orthodox departed this life before us, who here and in all the world lie asleep in the Lord. Calling to remembrance our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
Through
the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all that he has done.
whose hope is in the Lord his God, who has made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that therein,
who keeps truth unto eternity, who rescues judgment from all, who gives food to the hungry,
the Lord rules the fettered, the Lord makes wise the blind,
the Lord sets right the fallen,
the Lord loves the righteous,
the Lord preserves the proselytes.
He shall adopt for his own the orphan and widow, and the way of sinners shall be destroyed. The Lord shall bring him unto eternity, your God of Zion, unto generation and generation. Now and ever and unto the ages of ages. Amen. O holy begotten Son, and Word of God, who art immortal, yet at the same for our salvation, to be incarnate of the Holy Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary, and without change to become man, and was crucified at the cross of Christ, trampling down death by death.
Remember us, O Lord, when thou comest in thy kingdom.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy.
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are you when men shall be crying and persecute you, and shall say, Amen, your people, against you falsely for my sake.
Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
destroy the power of death. In victory thou arose from the dead. O Christ, God, proclaim me, rejoice to the merry women. Grant me peace to thine apostles and bestowing resurrection on the
Yeah.
Let us be attentive.
In those days, as we apostles were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by soothsaying. She followed Paul and us, crying, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she did for many days. But Paul was annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, "I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs which it is not lawful for us Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore their garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this charge, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. But about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's fetters were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Men, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and all that were in his house. And he took them that same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once with all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced with all his household that he had believed in God. Wisdom, attend, let us hear the Holy Gospel. The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to thee,
O Lord. Glory to thee. Let us be attentive. At that time when Jesus was passing by, he saw a man blind from his birth, and his disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one can work. As As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. As he said this, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle and anointed the man's eyes with the clay, saying to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which means sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. The neighbors and those who had seen him before as a beggar said, Is not this the man who used to sit and beg? Some said, It is he. Others said, No, but he is like him. He said, I am the man. They said to him, Then how were your eyes opened? He answered, The man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, Go to Siloam and wash. And so I went and washed and received my sight. They said to him, Where is he? He said, I do not know. They brought to the Pharisees the man who had formerly been blind. Now it was a Sabbath day when Jesus had made the clay and opened his eyes. The Pharisees again asked him how he had received his sight. He said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from God, for he does not keep the Sabbath. But others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such signs? There was a division among them. So they again said to the blind man, What do you say about him, since he has opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. The Jews did not believe that he had been blind and had received his sight until they called the parents of the man who had received his sight and asked them, Is this your son who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but how he now sees, we do not know, nor do we know who opened his eyes. Ask him, he is of age, he will speak for himself. His parents said this because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess him to be the Christ, he was to be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. So for the second time they called the man who had been blind and said to him, Give God the praise. We know that this man is a sinner. He answered, Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. They said to him, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you would not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to be his disciples? And they reviled him, saying, You are his disciple, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that God has spoken to Moses, but as for this man, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered, Why, this is a marvel. You do not know where he comes from, and yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, God listens to him. Never since the world began has it been heard that anyone opened the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. They answered him, "You were born in utter sin, and would you teach us?" And they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and having found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of God?" He answered, "And who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who speaks to you." He said, "Lord, I believe." And he worshipped
in the world. I am the light of the world.
You notice the difference between how the disciples are seeing this situation and how Christ is seeing the situation? The disciples want to know why. And it's time for us to ask, why do they want to know why? I think they're like most of us. We encounter a person who maybe is unfortunate, a person who maybe has a long-term disease or is in poverty or is in some sad situation that we would consider, for most of us, not normal. And we ask why. We tend to focus on what's wrong with this person, and we want to know why it's wrong. What did this person do that he's living in poverty? What sin did he commit that he was born blind? We want to determine if this person is worthy of our attention and worthy of any compassion and love that we might give them. Most people like this, if we don't know them, we're very tempted to simply walk by. Ignore as if they are not there. I was driving home last night on the bad roads because M21 is such a mess. If you drive between here and Owosso, you need to get new shocks and wheels every 2 weeks. So I was driving home on the back roads. And coming out of Lennon, on the other side of Lennon, I noticed something that I'd never noticed before. There was a man who was in one of these harnesses with someone walking behind him, kind of steadying him, and he was haltingly walking out of the driveway, and I saw him turn and go to the mailbox. And so my assumption is that this was a man who was very disabled, physically, perhaps mentally, maybe living in a group home or with his family, and he was being taken outside, he was going outside, and they were helping him to help them go to the mailbox and get the mail. It's very difficult for me to even look upon an individual like that. Maybe it's because I'm afraid of who I will be someday and that I might be like that. But notice that difference. The disciples want to know why. They want to judge before they give compassion to this man. But Jesus doesn't care. He just gives his compassion and his love and his healing freely. Jesus says, and he is truly here for one thing, to work the works that God sent him here to do while it is day, while I am with you, while you are still alive, so that God may be praised and salvation may be offered to all. So what is this work that God came in Christ Jesus to do? To bring good tidings to the afflicted, says Isaiah. To bind up the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. To love, to have compassion, to restore, and to heal. Jesus came to work so that everyone who desires and finds him might find freedom, might find wholeness. He came to work so that all might see the glory of his Father and turn to him. Remember when Christ was crucified, he was up there on the cross and there were two other crosses next to him. That's the Baptist church, I think, out here on Corona Avenue, right? Front row or front row. With the three crosses in the front, right? You see that often. Two thieves. And one of those thieves repented of his sins and cried out to the Lord. And what did Jesus say to him? Today, you will be with me in paradise. And he said this joyfully while he hung on the cross. Christ didn't ask, why are you on the cross? although the thief himself said to the other thief, "We are here justly, for we have committed crimes. But this man has committed no crime. Today, you will be with me in paradise." Not what sin did you commit? What was your sentence? Tell me what's wrong with you before I decide whether I'm going to offer my love to you. Christ came to save many. Many? He came to save every single person who desires him and to take him into paradise with him. In the Orthodox Christian prison ministry work that is done, ministry is carried out to people who have done the most horrible crimes you can imagine. On this list that I gave you, there are 16 names, men and women. All of the men are here in Michigan. The women, they're scattered throughout the country. Most of them in federal penitentiaries, most of the men in Michigan penitentiaries. Going down this list, I can tell you there are people on this list for criminal sexual conduct. There are people on this list for robbery. There are people on this list for murder. There are people on this list for serving life sentences. Most of them the women. There are people on this list that are living amongst us because they've been paroled. There are people on this list who were in prison. I don't know about all of them, but I know of one of them who is now on parole and was in prison for 20 years because he was stupid. He put himself in the wrong place at the wrong time, and when he got out, he went to the wrong place at the wrong time, and when he got out, wrong place, wrong time, 3 strikes, 20 years. Now in his 40s, for the first time in his life, he's driving a car. He's working. He's been here with us, brothers and sisters, worshiping. Our Lord came to everyone. Those that are in prisons, society has decided, and probably to a large degree, rightly so, that many of them are to be taken out of our midst because of the danger they pose for us. But let us not forget what we say when we come to receive communion and what is in the scriptures, and Paul says that there is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, and this is that saying. Christ Jesus came into the world to say, "Sinners, of whom I am the worst." We cannot judge those in prison if we choose to have the eyes of Christ. There are very few workers in this work. OCPM subsists on a shoestring budget. You'll see another list of names on this green sheet of paper partway down. It says Deacon Michael, Deacon Ruth, there are 5 of us who for the last 4, 5, or 6 years have taken on the task of corresponding with these 16 people. As well, and I think I'm the only one currently, we visit those in prison. We find priests to go. I can't travel to the Upper Peninsula to visit somebody in prison like that. We find priests to go in these faraway places. And not only to go and visit, but we're struggling to try and make it happen for a priest to take confession
and communion to some of our enemies, which we believe has never been done in mission. You can be sure that there have been Orthodox Christians in prison in Michigan for a long time, but it is likely that they have never had confession or spiritual guidance, let alone communion. So I would ask you to take this list, this green list, home with you, to pray for these 16 people, to pray for these, the five of us who in the local ministry here are working. There's a little list here of what we do, and at the bottom there's a little list of how you can help. First of all, by praying. Secondly, and especially for you men, I need men to correspond with me. If you have even an inkling of a desire to engage with this, please come see me. I'm currently myself corresponding with probably 10 individuals, and I cannot keep up with it. And I'm not about to let it go. You can also make a donation. As a matter of fact, we're going to do two trays today, ushers. We're going to do two trays, one for the parish, and a second one for Orthodox Christian Prison Ministries. And you can also go to this website that's noted on here. I didn't put it, so see me if you would like to have it. And you can electronically make a donation as well. Brothers and sisters, Christ came to all. Are the ones in prisons the worst? Let us not ask why. Let us just bring Christ's love to all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Christ is risen.
Amen.
I want to see it come. As I've already said, Father Joe is suffering from a pinched nerve, and it's really bothering him right now, so keep it in your prayers. We have some announcements here. We will be having liturgy here, a pan-Orthodox liturgy, Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock. If you are unable to make that, that is for our Lord's Ascension. Brothers and sisters, you made it through the 40 days of Great Lent. You made it through Holy Week. You made it through Pascha. You made it through this time of Pascha. Don't miss Ascension. It is a glorious feast. We will be right here at 6 o'clock. And if you're unable to make it here, St. Mary, because of a certain situation, will be having liturgy the next day at 10 a.m. The Middle Eastern Luncheon, one of two that we do every year, thank you so much, ladies, was done this last Thursday. Do you have any news for us? Is Madeline Allison not here? So the ladies thank everyone that came, donated, ate, delivered, washed, cooked, and all of those things. Thank you, ladies, so much. I don't know if there's Bible study or not. Look in the bulletin, the yellow bulletin. It will say in the yellow bulletin. Right? Then plan on it unless you hear otherwise. And this last one says, parents, no accidents, please. Have your children with you at all times. And I guess what maybe that is just saying is that we're going to be pretty crowded in here because we're in the lounge. We don't want the children running around. The hall is rented. There are going to be people in the hall. Children are welcome to go out into the courtyard and play on the preschool toys. Those are preschool toys. It has the preschool, the ministry, the church, but also the churches. But if your children go out and play on those toys, please make sure that you are with them and make sure that they were put back where they were in the condition they were. Thank you. Tommy. Don't worry, we're still going to get out of here earlier than you would normally.
Tony and my sidekick.
Good morning.
Christ is risen. Messiah come. Summer is here. So when you think of summer, you think of golfing. Having fun, get suntan, enjoy it. And that's why we're here. Every year our church have golf outing. And this is part of our budget income. So we count on it every year to help us run the church and support. So we need your help. I mean, if you're not a golfer, it's fine. But you can do something with us. We want you to join us at that time, that we can feel like we all one parishioner. So we need you to come and support us here. You can buy sign like this, put your name on it, or if you have somebody special, you can put, you know, like whatever you need, just sign. This is, it costs you $125 to help the church. I mean, it's not that much, but you know, it helps, that's the whole thing. So we have a new chair this year, Tony Dunn, the hood. So I'm going to give it to Tony and let him explain to you what's going on with the golf outing. Thank you.
For those who don't know me, I'm Tony. I'm sure you do, hopefully. I'm in charge of the golf outing this year, and I'm trying to kind of vamp it up a little bit, get more people involved. I hope to see a lot of the teens involved. I went last year for the first time, and it was a great time. Fellowship, just joking around with everybody. You don't have to golf to show up. There's a meal at the end. There's raffles. There's prizes. Like I said, and it's in the bulletin, you don't have to be a golfer to support this. We welcome everybody. It's June 29th at the Flushing Valley Golf Course. Again, we have the signs. There's different sponsorship packages. You don't have to necessarily donate from yourself, but ask your employer, anybody in the community. It's always a successful event, and we raise funds for the church. So God willing, we'll be able to provide again this year. If you have any questions, I'll be in the lounge. If you want to sign up, if you have a team, anything, come talk to me. Appreciate it.
If we have any visitors, I would ask you, if you are with someone, to have them introduce you and tell us where you're from. And if you're by yourself, just please stand up and tell us who you are and where you're from. We're very glad to have you here with us. Their names? Names?
Joanna, my sister, and Adele.
Good. I know you've probably said it before. I have a very short memory.
We'll continue. Thank you.
Let us complete our morning prayer unto the Lord. Save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
That the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
An angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord. Of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the
Lord.
All things good and profitable for our souls and peace for the world, let us ask of the
Lord.
That we may complete the remaining time of our life in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord. Christian ending to our life, painless, blameless, peaceful, and in the defense. hence before the fearful judgment seat of Christ, and the house of the Lord. All things remembrance are all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us.
Thank you.
We're serving Holy Communion today from the pre-sanctified Lamb, and all are welcome to come forward if you have prepared yourself with prayer and fasting and a recent confession, and of course are an Orthodox Christian. With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh,
wisdom.
Atala, Magdi, Naji, and Zohar,
and the newly departed servants of God, Pentula and Emil, and that thou wilt pardon their every transgression, both voluntary and involuntary. That the Lord God will establish their souls with a just repose, the mercies of God, the kingdom of heaven, and remission of their sins, let us ask of Christ, our mortal King and our God. Was trampled down death and made powerless the devil and given life to thy world. Do thou thyself, O Lord, give rest to the souls of thy servants, Hanna and Tu and Gola and Afifa, Mapatha, Miriam, Mary, Hanna, Suad, Bai, Wahba, Isa, Hanna, Elias, Antun, Hafif, Yakub, and Julius, Atala, Maj, Naji, Zohar, and the newly departed servants, Andula and Emil, in a place of brightness, a place of verdure, a place of repose, where all sickness, sorrow, and sign have fled away. Pardon every sin which they have committed, whether by word or deed or thought, for thou art good and lovest mankind. For there is no man who lives and sins not, for thou only art beyond sin, and thy righteousness is to all eternity, and thy word is truth. For thou art the resurrection and the life, and the repose of thy departed servants, O Christ our God. And unto thee we ascribe glory, together with thine unoriginate Father, and thine all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Sympathies to all the families. We'll take up our collections now.
Can you do it already?
No, not yet.
Okay. It's kind of odd. We typically take it up at the end.
Yes.
So we'll have two trays, as I noted earlier, one for our parish and the works we do, and the other for the Orthodox Christian Prison Ministry.
Thank you. We'll, after the collections are taken up, please come forward. We'll start at the front and go back. And you can come forward and greet the families and then go to the hall for the memorial.